Hi guys, so I know most of you were the ones who have listened to yesterday's episode about me taking a break. I wanted to clarify a little bit more on that. So yes, I will be taking a break. This will be taking a break part two, but I wanted to go into a little bit more detail with you guys and just kind of also check on you guys to see how everyone's Halloween went and how everyone's doing. Where I live, it's raining right now, so it's a little gloomy day. I'm a little down today, I'm not gonna lie. Still, there's a lot going on. If you did listen to the last episode, like I told you guys, my boyfriend is in the hospital. There's a lot going on. You know, I'm just trying to wait to hear back about what's going on with him. Like I told you guys, he had a bad cold. He took some days off from work. Next thing you know, that Thursday came and I get a text that he's in the hospital. So, I have not spoken to him since then. And I just, like I said, his brother just texted me, letting me know he was in the hospital. And, you know, he would, I guess, in a sense, give me some updates and things like that. So right now it's just like a waiting game because I still don't know what's really going on. I'm missing him. Just waiting to hear back on any more information or whatever. So, yeah, basically, I just been sitting here. Halloween was okay yesterday. I tried to just be around family, and we did like a small Halloween party here for my daughter. So she loved that. She had a good time. She was surrounded by family and friends. We played bingo and everyone had candy and it was just a good time. My dad cooked. She got her Chick-fil-A. We had pizza. So everyone pretty much enjoyed the party. She loved it. She was a nurse. I got a few pictures, but not the best pictures because, you know, she wouldn't let me really take pictures like that. Yeah, so it's just, so I've just been trying to take my mind off things. That's why I'm just taking a break from everything. Because right now, the main reason I'm taking a break is because I have to prepare myself for what is going to happen next. The thing is, I don't know what's going to happen next, y'all. I don't know what is going on right now. And I just need to prepare myself. And I honestly don't feel like I can give you guys good content when I have so much going on right now. Like, guys, I'm literally not eating, not sleeping. I'm really been worried sick. I just have a lot going on. Still trying to get my mental health intact with anxiety and depression. And I just got to focus on that. But I don't want you guys to think I'm just leaving you high and dry. And I don't know if yesterday was the best day for me to even be describing all this stuff. Because I was a little emotional yesterday when I was doing the recording. So I just wanted to come back on just to re-clarify some things and just to let you guys know that I have not forgotten about you all. I'm definitely going to keep the podcast going no matter what. But I just had to take some time off until I really can figure out, you know, what my next steps are and what I want to do with the podcast, what I want to do in general with my life right now. Because there's just a lot going on and I don't really know I don't know what to do. So, yeah, I can't give content like this when I don't know what's even going on, y'all. So, and it's just a lot of things going on. So, I don't know, you guys. I really, really do not know. So, just bear with me during this time. I'm not going to say I'm going to be gone for like weeks and weeks and weeks or months and months, but I probably will be gone for at least, I want to say a week at the most, maybe two, just because I just need time. I can't really explain everything. I don't know. I just need some time to just take everything all in. You know, what quarantine has kind of taught me is that you got to appreciate, you know, sorry, oh Lord, guys. I said I was not going to get emotional, and I am. But you got to appreciate people while they're here. You got to love on people. you gotta not hold grudges, and you really just have to be a good person, because life is short and you don't know if you're going to be here today or gone tomorrow. People are dying every day from COVID or just from general everyday life things happening with their health. And you just have to really love hard and be around your family. And it's just teaching me to be more gracious, more grateful for my family and friends and just the people I do have around me, and just grateful for my life, because you never know when something could happen and, you know, your life is going to end or whatever. So I think if anything, that's what this whole situation has taught me, especially with him being sick like this, is that people can come in your life and be taken away just like that. So it's so important to love hard. Don't hold grudges. Don't argue. Just love. Basically, just love really hard. Like I said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. I do feel like a piece of me is missing since he's been away. But, you know, like I said, everything's out of my control. It's hard for me to say that, but it is. Nothing's in my control right now. Everything's out of my control. You know, I can't control anything that's going on right now. All I can do is just pray. And I've been praying every day, guys. I've been praying and praying and praying for the world. I've been praying for him. I've been praying for my family. I've just been praying for peace and so many, and just for so many things every day. Because right now, all I've, you know, I feel like in a sense, I have my family, I have my friends, yes, but I know right now I just have to lean on God, because God is what is going to get me through this. He's going to get me through this trying time. So I have to lean on him, and that's what I've been doing. And a lot happens, guys. A lot happens. And I don't really know what's next, like I said. So it's not that I'm just erasing you guys from my memory, or it's not that I'm just like I don't know. It's not that I'm just erasing you guys from my memory, or it's not that I'm just ignoring the podcast. I just want to come back better than ever when I do come back. I want to come back refreshed with a healthy mind, and I want to be in a good mind state to record for you guys. So, yeah, it's just, I've been just trying to do a lot to stay busy so I'm not thinking about the situation with him and him being sick. I've been just trying to keep busy, and I've just been, like I said, praying a lot and just hoping for the best. It's just been a tough 3 days because, like I said, I never go this long and don't talk to him or don't, I never go this long without speaking to him. I never go this long without, we speak every day. You know, when you're with somebody all the time and you're speaking with them all the time, it's just weird when you don't talk to them or don't see them. So that's what's been hard for me. But, and I think another part that's hard for me is just waiting for these updates to be like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You know, when I did speak with his brother did say that he was doing fine. He said he had just spoke with him. He was doing great. And, you know, so I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't know too much details on it. It's just more like a waiting game right now. I don't know if his cold turned into COVID. I don't know if he's still at the hospital being hospitalized. I don't even, like, he still could be there possibly. He probably is still there, obviously. But, like I said, I don't know if his cold turned into COVID. You know, a lot of times with COVID, sometimes if you're in a hospital, you have to stay there for, like, days. Some people have to stay there for, like, a week or two or something, so I don't know what's going on, guys. I know that tomorrow he was supposed to go back to work, and he was supposed to go back to his original position because they hired somebody to take his boss's position. So I don't know. But with him being sick, I doubt he's going to be at work tomorrow. So, and I'm, like I said, I don't know. My hopes is that he'll be released from the hospital tomorrow and I'll get some news and I can move forward with it. It's just, like I said, I don't know, guys. I really just want to get out the house today and go for a drive. And that's what I was going to do. But it's raining so hard outside. So most likely, I probably won't be able to get out the house today. And I'll probably have to stay inside. Well, it's supposed to start raining at 2, I think. Let me look at my phone, guys. Actually, that's crazy. But it's supposed to start raining at 2. So probably at like 2 o'clock, I probably will take my daughter. Me and my daughter will go for like a short drive around the city or something and just get out the house. Because obviously I'm not going to take her out in all this rain. So once the rain slacks up, I will probably take her on a drive or something. I don't know. The craziest part is I'm just trying to get out the house. Because I feel like when you're going through something, you sit in the house, it just eats at you. And I feel like for me, it's just been eating at me. And when I stay in the house, it just eats and eats and eats and eats away at my soul. And I don't want to be in the house and just having something eat away at me and having something bother me, you know, because like I said, that's what happens since I've been in the house. It bothers me. So when I go out the house and I go for a drive and clear my head, I feel better. Like yesterday morning when I went for that drive, I went for a drive that morning before I went to the grocery store to get party stuff, and I felt better. So it's just like, I just don't want to sit in all this emotion. You know, I want to get out the house and I feel it. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best, though, guys. I really am. Like, I'm trying to stay positive. Like I said, I've been praying every day. I'm just trying to not allow all this to overtake me. But it has been stressful. Yeah, so I've been just trying to stay busy. And that's really all anyone can do in this type of situation. It's not much I can do in this situation. You know, it's like in this type of situation, you really can't do anything. It's just out of your control. Like, anybody in my shoes, what could you really do? You know, it's so many things you want to do in this situation. Like, I want to run down to the hospital and just hug them and kiss them and say I'm here. But COVID, obviously, is the reason you can't just run and do things. And it's so many things that, I don't know. It's like, you know when somebody's sick or something and you just go back in your mind and you think about all the conversations you have with that person and you think about all the... What, mama? All right, mama, I'm on my podcast.
Down to 130.
Okay, I'm doing my podcast. So, in these situations, it's just... Oh, my God, guys. Sorry, that was my mom. She's, like, on a diet with me and she lost more weight, so she's excited. So, sorry about that. She was, like, so excited, but... So you'll probably hear her in the background like, I lost weight, so sorry about that. But yeah, in this situation, it's like I said, it's not much that I can do. It's just like, it's not much I can do, you know. But I do keep going back in time to all our conversations, and I keep going back in time to our conversations. And I haven't been able to read our text messages. I don't know. Don't ask me why, guys. I just can't read them because the only Lord. I'm still trying not to cry, but this is like hard. Anyway, but I got to take my medication. So I keep going back to our messages, but I always stop. I always stop at the woman he said, I love you that morning because. That's the one that sticks out to me the most. So, yeah. I don't know, y'all. But, yeah. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I told myself when I was going to remake this or when I was going to do the part 2 that I was not going to cry like a baby.
so sorry.
But, yeah. So this is
one reason why. Can I stop crying? Like, this is embarrassing. I'm trying to talk to you guys without getting emotional, but can't stop crying. Embarrassing.
All right, so
I'm like fanning myself right now. Stop crying.
Okay, so basically, this is one reason why I don't want to record anymore for a while, because this is basically how these episodes would go. I would get on here, I'd be faking like I'm happy, then I would just burst out into tears, and I'd be talking too much, and I'm not gonna bring that kind of content on here for you guys. I'm just not. So, yeah. Whew. I'm just like, I'm literally crying. What the heck is wrong with me? So, yeah, I don't want to bring that kind of content, and I'm so sorry for crying, guys. It's just, like, so much going on right now, and I'm just like, you know, been trying to release all this stuff, but of course it's embarrassing that I'm releasing it on here, but I just didn't want you guys to just think yesterday was just like this final goodbye. I felt like, let me just talk to them again, because I feel like yesterday was so like a final goodbye, and I didn't want you guys to be like, so she just really gonna just give us this final goodbye, she just really gonna just dip out, and she really just gonna, you know, be like, I'm done taking a break or whatever. No, because I want you guys to understand, like, it's not that this break is temporary. This break is only temporary. It's just for a little while. It's just probably for a week or two. It's just because I have to prepare myself for things. And it's just because also I do want to kind of reframe the, just not, is it reframe? Or just kind of figure out what way, which direction I want to take my podcast in as well. You know, so it's just me trying to figure out which direction to take the podcast. And it's me trying to heal. It's me trying to get through this tough time. It's me trying to make sure that my boyfriend is okay and just get to the bottom of this whole situation. And tell, like, you know, everything is good on my end. I just don't want to do the podcast, you know, because it's so many reasons. Like I said, I'm never one to fake it till I make it and be like, oh, I'm going to get on here and be fake happy and give you guys an episode. I can't do that. And then lately, I haven't had any time to really brainstorm any ideas about what I want to do. So I want to take this break also to just figure out what direction the podcast is going in. Pick out some more episodes for you guys. So you guys can, like, know what's going on and stuff and just, not, wow, I'm off topic, sorry. What I'm trying to say is, like, not so you guys can know what's going on, but I just want to do episodes, more episodes, and give you updated content, better content than what I've been giving. I feel like I give good content, but you know what I mean? I want to bring some more excellent content for you guys and things like that. And I just want to continue to push forward. I don't want anybody worrying about me or freaking out. I'm going to be good. Yes, I had a moment of crying today and yesterday when I recorded this. And I'm so sorry, guys, because I was not trying to do that on here. But it is a lot going on. But like I said, I'll push through. I'll get through it. I always do. I make it through everything. God has me. I've been praying. I'm leaning on God. He's not going to put too much on me. I've been praying. And I think everything's going to be okay. I think it's just me trying to get through it and just the initial shock of how everything has happened up until this point. You know, I was not expecting any of this to happen at all. And for, like, this whole thing to just kind of transpire out like this and all the things happening, it's just been really tough on me. So I just have to keep going. You know, that's all I really, really can do. It's not much else I can do, you know. And I think that's what bothers me the most is that, like I said, nothing's in my control and it sucks. But they say once you give something to God, it's in his control. So it is in God's hands. And I don't know what's next, you know. I just want to get through this upcoming week. And I'm hoping I can make it through this week and be brave and be strong. And I'm hoping I hear from my boyfriend if, you know, sometime soon. I'm hoping I hear from his brother or somebody just to give me an update on this stuff because it's a mess. But, you know, I also know my boyfriend very well, and I know for so many facts that he would never just, you know, leave me. He would never do anything out of the ordinary. So I know that he probably is truly really sick. And like I told you guys, a couple days prior to him getting hospitalized, he was really sick. So I know that he probably is still in the hospital, probably still sick. And if he's not there, he's probably recuperating. But anyway, guys, it's not much I can say or do. I mean, I don't know. All I know is that it's been tough. But like I said, I just have to keep going. I have to keep going. Life is tough, but you got to keep going. You know, this is just something I have to get through. And I will get through it, and I'll be strong. No matter what happens, I know I have to keep going for my daughter and for my family. And so I can't just stop. So anyway, guys, peace and love. I'm keeping you guys in my prayers. Keep me in your prayers as well. I will be back. Like I said, this is just a part two of me just breaking down some things for you guys. I will be back soon. Like I said, give me a week or two and I'll be back on here for good. I just wanted to clarify some things with you guys, which is why I did a part two, taking a break. But for the most part, guys, enjoy your life. Love hard on people and then don't hold grudges. I will be talking to you guys soon. And I'm going to come back with better content, I promise. Not saying my content sucks, but I just want to give you guys some more stronger content, I guess, about different things. So when I come back, I'll be refreshed and ready. All right, so,